The title has been changed, and the true title is here. So this is okay. The work was done with Alex Voronovich, and this is the work in progress. And so, if something, if there are some, well, okay, faults, it's entirely mine. Okay, so now the motivation. So, we enjoyed a number of talks on weakly nonlinear theories, wave turbulence for wind waves. All this paradigm is based on the implicit assumption that the resonantly interacting waves are of comparable scales. And this is required for the expansion of the Hamiltonian and powers of wave steepness to be legitimate. So for this expansion to be valid, it requires that perturbation should be always smaller than the leading order quadratic term in Hamiltonian, and this means the following inequality should always hold. That okay? So when we have well-developed seas, so we have widely separated scales, and so when we consider interaction of a wave with longer waves, so the conditions of the previous slide reduces to this one, where U is characteristic orbital velocity of long waves. So let's consider, so what do we have here for this can be rewritten in this form where Cp is phase velocity of the spectral peak. And this can be translated into these inequalities. So these conditions definitely do not hold for the high frequency part of developed wind waves. And therefore, there is open fundamental problem, which is not confined to just to water waves, but relevant to the most of wave turbulent situation. What happens with the shorter waves? And when we started this work, I expected that the what we'll find will be the following. So this is, okay, typical wind wave spectrum. So here is the range. This is the omega peak. This is the range where Wittlin nonlinear theory works perfectly. Here is the range where Phillips omega 5 should take place, where waves are breaking. That's for well-developed sea. And in between, there should be interval where wave dynamics is dominated by interaction with the long waves. So, let's see what. So, and here we try to address.
Where is the room for a normal Kolmogorov cascade?
So, here is you have the inverse cascade. Here you have direct cascade, but between the range of direct cascade and Phillips part of the spectrum, I believe that there could be a room for a different mechanism. So let's see, that was my initial guess when I started this work. So let's, but what we do now? So we consider the situation with the opposite limit. So when short waves are indeed dynamics of short waves is indeed dominated by contribution from action of long waves, and and describe and then compare the effects due to both mechanisms and try to find, the idea was to try to find the spectral region where there is a room for this kind of mechanism. So we start with the, so I consider that the most basic situation. So we consider wave packet in one dimensional setting for the beginning. In this is orbital, u is velocity field created by longer waves, and this is logarithm of wave number. So these are the standard geometric optic equations, and here there are initial conditions. Okay. So we assume our velocity field to be given. This is a random field, and this is its representation. All is standard. So to solve this problem, which is also looks simple, but so the equations are nonlinear, we apply approach similar to that applied by Balk for the problem of the passive tracer in the wave field. We introduce a new scalar variable, zeta, in this way. And for this zeta, just differentiating it, we find this equation. Okay, and it can be rewritten in equivalent integral form. So then, no, its original problem was nonlinear. So because dependence x dot is u of x t. And in this sense, it was, so I'm solving linearized equation for geometric optic equations, but x is here. So in this problem was linear, was nonlinear. Okay. So I'm studying, so just once. Okay. I'm studying this simple set of equation. Nothing of this kind. Okay. These are equation of just WKB equations or geometric optics equation, and they were studied in thousands of papers. So the point we are the new development is here. So we are studying evolution of a wave packet in a random wave field. And this is something different. So
not in the monochromatic, not in the
monochromatic. Random wave field. So it's the problem is what was solved for random wave field was the problem of diffusion of a tracer, but wave vector diffusion of what we're effectively solving now is the problem about diffusion of a wave vector field. Okay. But we reduced our nonlinear problem to this integral equation. This is a nice trick. And we take this solution and insert it again into the right-hand side, and after all, we get seemingly more complicated equation. So far, this equation is exact, and I would like to stress that our original nonlinear problem is now linear. So with respect to this new variable zeta, it is linear. So now what we do, we average this equation, and we split the correlator in this way, and we get for the averaged zeta this simple equation. This is just a linear trivial equation, and this is something dependent on time. And we integrate it and find the solution, which is that simple. And it this average zeta is characteristic function. So we found characteristic function for wave for joint distribution of position of the wave packet and its wave number. And here the parameters of these distributions. This is Gaussian distribution, and the parameters are time dependent, but these are explicit expressions for them. Excuse me? Yeah. So the parameters of of U enters through EK. EK is the spectrum of our U. So all other characteristics of the field dropped out. So it's
okay.
Okay. So we got the. This is. I should say that this is non-trivial result. So you couldn't say a priori that wave number. What will be wave number distribution in random wave field? So if you put a wave packet in a random field. And the answer is that it will be Gaussian distribution will be of logarithm, it will be log normal, and parameters will be depend on time in this particular way.
This is a close to the Kreisman theory of plastic color.
It's close, but it's different. Yeah. Okay. So now we can estimate, look at this integral and see what they give us. Okay, parameters of this log normal distribution for wave number. Okay, so. Wave packet drifts with some constant speed, and let's consider what does it give for situation when we have omega dispersion relation to B, okay, of general type like that, and spectrum to be also of power type. And we have three different types of situations. So there is one class of situation when all integrals are converging, and one class. There are situations when they diverge and upper and lower ends. And unfortunately, for typical spectral wind waves, the main contribution comes from kind of short end of long wave spectrum. I will address this point later. So, and what are intermediate conclusions from this analysis? So there is regime of the so-called anomalous diffusion, or something analog to anomalous diffusion. There is a rapid linear in long wave spectrum growth of ensemble average wave number k. So, as I mentioned already, that k obeys long normal distribution with time-dependent parameters, and the period of rapid growth is relatively short, about few periods of dominant waves, and there is also a regime of normal diffusion, which is quadratic in spectrum of long waves. And this analysis was carried out for 1D situation, but it technique works for two-dimensional situation as well, for situation of arbitrary spectrum of short waves but narrow angular distribution of long waves, and for isotropic situations. So, but in fact, we could address this problem differently. So, in fact, the problem contains a small parameter, and this small parameter is is the ratio of characteristic orbital velocity to the phase speed of long waves. So we can put it explicitly in the system, and then we can solve it for absolutely arbitrary situation. So 2D, 3D, include group velocity, whatever. So, but I can find now my analysis only to this simplest version of this system. And so we do standard expansion powers of epsilon, and then, quite expected straightforward expansion. Then these equations are trivial to solve, and then what we get are some correlators of velocity field and its derivatives. So all these correlators can be easily calculated, and they give something. These are the typical results. So the main correlators which appear, and the end, so for correction Xi2, so we get the following expression, and this is another version of shorter version of the same. So this integral tends to zero, and this relatively rapid growth ends, and there is a finite displacement in K. So now, in a similar manner, so we can find next order term, which is corresponds to normal diffusion. So okay. So what we found that if a wave packet is released in this field of random waves, it evolves in such a way that wave number grows with time, or the length scale decreases. So this creates flux of energy toward smaller scales. And the question is, how this flux of energy looks compared to Wicklund nonlinear energy flux. So we believe that this is the most robust characteristics of wave field of interactions, and it's most representative for comparison. So we will compare. We'll take omega minus four spectra, and we'll do comparisons for this spectrum. So this is how the energy flux is defined by Zakharov in a frequency formulation, and it is and this is the way energy spectrum is written with flux explicitly included, and C naught is Kolmogorov constant, which is of order 1. So some numerical simulation by Pushkarev, Ryesha, and Zakharov gave C naught at 0.4, Lavrinov gave 0.3, so something like that. It's not crucial now. So, and this is the expression for this flux of energy in terms of energy spectrum. Okay, this is what Wicklund-Alenyi theory or Wicklund-Tobolev theory gives us. So, and we compare this flux P with flux due to long wave interaction, and we have in fact two different types of fluxes. There is normal diffusion, which is weak but acts continuously for long time, and anomalous diffusion, which is much stronger but acts for short period of time. And we made separate calculations and compare them both. So flux due to normal diffusion. So we can see the empirical spectra and take parameters from observations. So this parameter beta is 0.0081, and this is frequency of the peak of the spectrum, and so on. So, and emitting algebra, we just give the results. This is the the value of the flux which is due to normal diffusion, the regime we call normal diffusion. And here there is a quantity omega star, and this is high frequency cutoff. So we have to cut off the integral because the integral diverges at high frequency end. Okay, so what give, comparison, so if we plug in so the same experimental spectra into Wicklund-Tobolev flux of energy, we get the ratio, and the ratio proved to be small contrary to our expectation. So at least a normal diffusion is negligible compared to Wicklund-Alenyi fluxes. So flux due to anomalous diffusion, so we calculate, so although it acts for a short time, but it's fast, and this is expression for the flux of energy due to this anomalous diffusion. And the ratio to flux due to resonant interaction is given by this formula, and this ratio is of order 1. And I come to concluding remarks. So, the problem of packet evolution in a random long wave field has been solved in general settings. So it's not, and these results are of interest not only for in the water wave context, but Rossby waves and internal waves, whatever. So it's general things. So, and we found characteristic function, so, and we can get all moments of whatever we need. So not just dispersion and mean evolution of mean quantities. So what are implications for water waves? So indeed there is a robust tendency of short waves to become shorter, but it proved to be not as strong as we anticipated. And the fluxes due to resonant interactions and long wave and short wave interactions proved to be comparable. So, and there is no parameter range where the long wave, short wave interactions are dominant. So, but there is a range where they are comparable. So, and they should be taken into account. Any description of this range of scale would be incomplete without taking this effect explicitly into account. That's it. Thank you.